Hello again. This time I'm going to talk about the other part of my weekend, which was a transitions event with Action for Blind People in Norfolk. Justin from my Young People's Action Services team in the East Midlands told me that they had a few spare places on this event, and would I like to go? I said yeah, because I always enjoy Action Residentials. I go on them every summer and I have loads of fun. Because I just love being able to be a normal-ish teenager for a week or a weekend, and not to feel too socially awkward. So yeah, I said yes, and I was looking forward to it, and it was very fun. It was right in the middle of Thetford Forest. It was gorgeous. As soon as I arrived, it was dark, so I couldn't really see anything, but as soon as I arrived, I heard an owl. I've never heard an owl before. I'm a city girl. I've never heard an owl before. The best we get is wood pigeons. So I actually had a proper twit-a-woo owl. I was so thrilled. I don't, it's a really stupid thing to get thrilled about, but I heard an owl. So it was a very fun weekend. We did really good activities. I managed to complete the team building and lower ropes exercises, which was really good because usually my knee restricts me from doing stuff like that. So I was very pleased that I got around the entire activity. I did try the high ropes, but as usual, I was foiled by the fact that my knee doesn't bend properly anymore, so I couldn't really manage them. I had a good conversation to Justin about applying for uni and what measures I can take now. It's like I won't need to think about it until next year, but I it's good to start now, I think. Then we went biking. We went off-road biking, which I've never even been on a bike before, let alone off-road. So because I'm not, I my vision isn't really good enough for me to steer. I went on the side-by-side bike, which is like a bike with, it's not exactly a tricycle because it's a bike with three bike wheels and two seats side by side, two sets of handlebars, two sets of pedals, so it's a bit like a stripped down go-kart. Anyway, I went on that with various people. They sort of did shifts with me, with somebody going on one of the individual bikes, somebody coming on with me, because there were about eight of us pedaling, including the staff. And unfortunately, Justin, when he was riding with me, discovered that our bike had a bell and proceeded to demonstrate his mental age of a budgie to me by constantly ringing it. Yeah, never get on a bike without an immature member of Action for Blind People's staff. Nah, Justin's a lot of fun. So yeah, that was an amazing experience, given that I've never really been on the bike that wasn't fixed to the floor before, and I'd really like to do it again. It's super fun. We also had to do all the cooking for ourselves and clean up because it was meant to be encouraging independence. I'm quite proud of myself, really. I managed to cook breakfast. I handled raw bacon and fried it without either burning myself or passing out from how gross it felt, which is a win for me. Unfortunately, my cleaning up duty didn't go so well. I was given the task of clearing up the main room, which meant collecting dishes and swabbing down the table. And I was given one of those really fun cans of anti-bac table spray, the ones that you spritz onto the table with the lever. And I was thinking, okay, now which way does this spray go? Which way is the stuff going to come out? I was like, ah, that way. And I pushed the lever. And yes, you guessed it, I got spritzed in the face with anti-bac, which Justin and Tony, the other staff member, and several other people who were present found absolutely hysterical. They didn't really listen to me when I asked if it was dangerously toxic. I was a bit panicky. Turns out it is toxic, but not in the quantity I managed to spray in my face, because I'm still breathing now. Anyway, that was my VI fail for the weekend. It doesn't taste very nice, and I wouldn't advise trying that, even for a dare. It's disgusting. So I did manage to clean the table successfully in the end once I worked out how the spray operated effectively. That was very fun. We also had a campfire, which I've never done on an action scheme before, but done plenty of times with the guides, deep in the woody bit. in the proper fire pit. It was very fun. It was sort of a bit late for Halloween, but we did try telling a few ghost stories. Yeah, that was very fun. Unfortunately, I think Justin might have created a new generation of pyromaniacs by the delight the boys were taking in poking the fire with long prodding sticks. That aside, it was very good. So yeah, that's pretty much my weekend with action from last weekend. So I raced back to Leicester, got changed into smart trousers and a white shirt, and raced off to the concert hall to get ready for choir. It was a very busy weekend, and I'm still suffering from the effects. Unless you can't tell. I mean, I do sound a bit off, and I'm not thinking straight, so that probably explains why I'm babbling. Anyway, I will end the spew here, and woo! Yay for action for blind people. Bye!